Dhyanam Guryatamam Yata Sakshat Bhagavato Ditam Ambavo Chandrami Shanta Vipaya Dina Vatsala Dhyanam Guryatamam Yata Sakshat Bhagavato Ditam Ambavochan Gamishanta Vipayadhina Vatsala Jnanam, knowledge. Guyatamam, most confidential. Yet, what is? Tat, that. Sakshat, directly. Bhagavata Uditam, propounded by the Lord Himself. Anvavochan gave instruction. Gamishantaha, while departing from. Kripayam, by causeless mercy. Dinavatsala, those who are very kind to the poor and meek. Translation. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the Personality of Godhead Himself.
Purport. A pure Vedantist, or a Bhaktivedanta, instructs followers exactly according to the instructions of the Lord Himself. The Personality of Godhead, both in the Bhagavad Gita and in other scriptures, has definitely instructed men to follow the Lord only. The Lord is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. The whole manifested creation is existing by His will. And by His will, when the whole show is finished, He will remain in His eternal abode with all His paraphernalia. Before the creation, He was there in the eternal abode, and after the annihilation, He will continue to remain. He is not, therefore, one of the created beings. He is transcendental. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that long, long before the instruction was imparted to Arjuna, the same was instructed to the sun god, and in course of time, the same instruction, being wrongly handled and being broken, was again instructed to Arjuna because he was his perfect devotee and friend. Therefore, the instruction of the Lord can be understood by the devotees only, and no one else. The impersonalist, who has no idea of the transcendental form of the Lord, cannot understand this most confidential message of the Lord. The expression, most confidential, is significant here, because knowledge of devotional service is far, far above knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Jnanam means ordinary knowledge or any branch of knowledge. This knowledge develops up to the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Above this, when it is partially mixed with devotion, such knowledge develops to knowledge of Paramatma, or the all-pervading Godhead. This is more confidential. But when such knowledge is turned into pure devotional service, and the confidential part of transcendental knowledge is attained, it is called the most confidential knowledge. This most confidential knowledge was imparted by the Lord to Brahma, Arjuna, Uddhava, etc.
Jnanam Guryatamam Yattat Sakshat Bhagavato Ditam Anvavochan Gamishanta Kripaya Dina Vatsalaha. So this is the process of receiving transcendental knowledge, that one has to please the teacher so that he will bestow his knowledge and his mercy. The word kripaya is used here. Kripaya means mercy. Naturally, a teacher is kind upon the students, but especially he's kind upon a very eager student. He bestows the most confidential knowledge. He cannot explain everything to the ordinary students. they may be able to get knowledge up to, for example, the level of Gyan, or even mixed Gyan with Bhakti. Most people don't even care to understand the science of the soul. So they get, their knowledge is just in material affairs. But those who are more qualified, they get to understand up to Brahman realization. And among those, then there are some that can understand Paramatma also. But ultimately, to understand Krishna, Bhagavan, requires pure devotional service. Anya bilasita shunyam jnana karma janavritam anakul yena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. Pure devotional service without any interest in mental speculation or sense gratification. And that knowledge is also not acquired by oneself. This is not something that one can figure out on his own. One may say, why not? If God is great and God is almighty, why doesn't He reveal it to us? Why do we have to go through some ordinary person? Well, this is the way the Lord has arranged the system of dissemination and training, similar to the way some of the multi-level marketing enterprises. They have a product and they don't distribute it to all the stores. They only distribute it through their agents. And then one agent, the first agent, he gets other agents as his downline. And then they work under him. He takes care of them. And then they also have people working under them. So it's similar to the disciplic succession. And the original source of the enterprise is Krishna, who gives out the knowledge. So what is our business? Our business is to give knowledge. The disciple is very grateful. He's not envious. He's not thinking, I want to surpass the guru. I want to jump over him and go up to the higher line so I can get more knowledge. There is no more knowledge. He's thinking that I'll get more knowledge. But actually, the knowledge is coming through. Just like if one thinks that I'll hold the... Here I have my electrical outlet getting a certain amount of power. But if I go closer to the powerhouse, if I live next door to the powerhouse, I'll get more. No, it's the same. Someone may say, but I feel better if I'm more connected with the original, the older one, because the newer one, who knows, may have some flaw. After all, it's so far away. But, no. As a matter of fact, if we try to jump over up to the higher authorities, not only is it improper to do that. It is a breach of etiquette. But we also won't be able to understand. We will misunderstand. We've already misunderstood the first, some of the basic principles. And now we'll also misunderstand the teachings further. It's like if a child is put in the school, and he has his class and his teacher. He's second grade, so the teacher is teaching him second grade stuff. So if he becomes too proud, he thinks I'm going to sit into this, in the seventh grade class. First of all, he's not acting properly. He shouldn't. He's not qualified. But second of all, he won't understand anything anyway. So there are many reasons why one should not try to jump over, and one should be satisfied with the knowledge that's coming. One may think, well, I want to get higher knowledge. But first of all, have you understood the lower knowledge? Have you understood you're not your body and that you should give up the attraction to the opposite sex? That is probably sufficient to engage practically everyone. Just giving up that attraction. So, step by step, one should be patient. Utsahan nisyayat dharyat tatat karma pavartana. Sangatyagat satovrite shadbir bhakti pranashti. Six items are favorable for devotional service. First is to become enthusiastic, then determined, patient, go on following the regulative principles, give up the association of the materialistic persons, and sangatyagat satovrite, and be very straightforward and simple in one's dealings. Not too diplomatic. And he'll, by word jugglery, he'll be able to, he thinks that by speaking eloquent words and outsmarting people, that I'll be able to make spiritual progress. But Krishna is not outsmarted. He knows whether someone is sincere. Any questions? Any other? Okay, let's read the next verse. Translation.
By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to Him and personally meet Him. Purport. By devotional service, or by the most confidential knowledge, one can understand very easily how the different energies of the Lord are working. One part of energy is manifesting the material world. The other, superior part of His energy, is manifesting the spiritual world. And the via medium energy is manifesting the living entities who are serving either of the above mentioned energies. The living entities serving material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. But those in the spiritual energy are placed under the direct service of the Lord in eternal life, complete knowledge, and perpetual bliss. The Lord desires, as He has directly said in the Bhagavad Gita, that all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to Him by giving up all engagements in the material world. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. But this can be understood only by the pure devotees, and only such devotees enter the kingdom of God to see Him personally and serve Him personally. The concrete example is Narada himself, who attained this stage of eternal knowledge and eternal bliss, and the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni. According to Shruti, the Supreme Lord has unlimited energies without effort by Him, and these are described under three principal headings as above mentioned.
This is the key to success, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta, to follow in the footsteps of the great Acharyas. It's not sufficient simply to read books or to be very eager to perform austerities. One may pride himself on being very austere. He can undergo, can tolerate a lot of fasting, and he's very renounced. But that is not the qualification for understanding Krishna, nor is it the qualification for going back to Godhead. Although it can be utilized, just like the Devaki and Vasudev, in their previous lives, they performed great austerities to get the Lord as their son. Though austerity, when it's used for the pleasure of the Lord, is welcome, but otherwise it's of no value. Or austerities, or even knowledge. It's not that knowledge is always beneficial. If you give good knowledge to a rascal, then he'll misuse it. It's like if you tell a thief, I'm going to give you some information about the combination of this safe and this safe. Well, you may think, well, I gave out the knowledge. But the value, the benefit is that he'll steal from you. Just like if you give milk to a serpent, it only increases his venom to bite you. Avaishnava makot girnam putam harika tamritam shravanam naivakartavyam sarpo chishtam yatapaya. Well, this is advised that one is not supposed to hear about Krishna or transcendental knowledge from one who is an avaishnava, who is not a devotee, because it will have a poisonous effect. Just hear from the pure, those who are pure devotees.
About the distributing books, and like sometimes, like, you know, you have to listen to what they're saying. I mean, I can be rude and ignore them and push them, and you can continue to go to the next person. But, you know, I try to take the people that are listening to what I'm saying, so I try to listen to what they're saying and try to talk with them. But, you know, I can't help but take their association, and I don't necessarily. I want to give them the books in Krishna consciousness, but.
Prabhupada told a story how to deal with that. There was once a monkey on the shore, and a crocodile swam up to the shore and said, "Why don't you come for a ride on my back?" And the monkey said, "All right, we'll go away." So they were going out very deep into the water, and the monkey got frightened and said, "Where are we going?" And alligator said, "I'm going to take you home with me, and my wife will cut out your heart, and then we'll eat you." And the monkey said, Oh, in that case, I better go back, because I left my heart on the shore. So let's go back, I'll get my heart, and we can proceed." So the crocodile thought it was a good idea, so he went back to the shore, and the monkey jumped up in the tree and was in safety. So the idea is that you can associate with materialists, but don't give your heart. So you may associate with them, but we shouldn't give our hearts. In other words, it's only for our business, for the business of serving Krishna. Otherwise, we have no business with them. It's not that after distribution we want to go and associate with them intimately.
Next verse.
Translation. O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Purport. Sri Narad Muni personally experienced that the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or get relief from all miseries of life is to hear submissively the transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures for removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind.
Go ahead.
Pertaining to the natural disturbances and in relation with other living beings.
Like, they have the medical science, psychological science, trying to relieve the problems of life by all these different methods, or social methods, or by economic methods. They think, if I have money, then I'll be peaceful, then my life will be successful. But we see people that have money are not any more peaceful than people that don't have money. It's just another type of anxiety. The person who has no money, he's suffering, he's burning in his envy that I have nothing and others have money, so I have to get it. And the person who has money, he's burning in anxiety that someone will steal his money, or that he'll lose it, that the stocks will go down, or that his business will fail, and that all of his pleasure is based on that. Or as one devotee was saying, if one has a beautiful wife or girlfriend, he's always afraid that someone will steal her away, and then he'll be bereft. So where's the peace? Where's the happiness? They're always thinking that if I get this, then I'll be happy. Or I'm happy now, but I may become unhappy. So then, actually, he's unhappy thinking about the danger. He can't stop thinking about all the problems that can be filled. Now, what's the difference between that person and the devotee? The devotee's satisfied. Whatever Krishna, he's happy to serve in any circumstance. He's simple. Just like the dog is simple. He doesn't put so many conditions on. You've seen sometimes they have masters, maybe even a very old person, and maybe even not fully sane and very poor. But the dog doesn't mind. He's faithful, as long as he has his master. So, a devotee is happy with the master, Krishna. And in this case, he is the best master. He provides all the necessities for the devotee. And the devotee is simple. He doesn't have any desires. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogina yajeta purushamparam. He's satisfied with devotional service. That's all he wants. He's serving with the idea that when he gets a certain point, he retires and then he can enjoy something. No, his service is the enjoyment. Even in the spiritual world, where Krishna is living in Goloka Vrindavan, everyone is serving Krishna there. Not that the gopis, all they do is enjoy with Krishna. That's their service, but in addition, they have to do things like they cook. Radharani is a great cook. She's the best cook. She's cooking. And they're making garlands for Krishna. And they're learning how to dance for Krishna. And they're making sure they look beautiful for Krishna. And sometimes they have to chastise Krishna. And sometimes they're searching for him. This is all devotional service.
You were speaking earlier about how knowledge without relation to Krishna is not so important. And then you were also talking about being attached to non-devotees, karmis. So my question is, sometimes in our preaching, we may run across someone, a karmi or non-devotee, who seems to have what could almost be considered like vigyan. They seem to have attained some level of maybe impersonal realization or something. A devotee may feel that, maybe if he can preach to this person, that they might become a devotee because they've already realized so much. Maybe I can help them, take the next step. So, should we endeavor to try and, make these people understand, or is it simply that we should, treat them, you know, just like other karmis and kind of just, you know, give them the book and try to move on and not really spend too much time with them.
Well, best thing is, of course, if they read the book, they'll get so much more than we can give them in a few minutes talk. So if we can, our job is to get them to take the book and read the book. Of course, we can't even do that, but we can try. And just by trying, we're pleasing Krishna. And it will have some influence. Just like if you can get someone to buy the book, then it means you have some influence over them. So the next step is get them to read it. And then next step is get them to come and associate. Because then, if they come in this atmosphere and they see, hear the chanting, they see the devotees, they see the deities, they smell the incense, they taste the prasad, they hear the class, just see what a wonderful, it's a whole environment, it's a whole festival. So, it's a system. First get them to take the book and read the book and then come. And a good way to do that, you can give them your name, tell them please call me or come on Sunday. Best thing is come on Sunday, I'll be there and we can discuss if you have any questions. That they love that. So this is our program, follow-up program. And it's very...
Also, sometimes I've spoken with other devotees and they've alluded that they feel that sometimes people who are not what you would call like a devotee of Krishna, you know, they're not an ISKCON, they're definitely not like a Vaishnava chanting Hare Krishna, but because the person is maybe very devoted to God or has some, you know, good qualification in this regard, they consider the person to be like a devotee. For instance, one of my friends was thinking maybe that Bob Marley was a devotee because he's very devoted to Jah. The Rastafarian conception of God. So I'm wondering, what is the response to that?
Yeah, they may be devotees of sorts on a certain level. Certainly if they have some devotion for God, some reverence for God, that God is great, and that, or we're all spirit. This is a beginning. And that should be recognized. It's not that it's nothing. Yes, sometimes we've had talks with people and they become very upset when we don't recognize, for example, musicians or great composers or artists or religionists as being on the same level. There's some advancement there over the ordinary people, but if you analyze very carefully, you'll see that the Vaishnav Acharyas have much more. And therefore, in comparison to them, we give relative appreciation. One should give appreciation according to the level of advancement the person is on. It's not that everyone is in the same platform. It's not that everyone has got the same realizations. Nor is it that everyone's association will have the same value. And generally, if you research a little more carefully, you'll find that these people who have some interest in God, they also have activities and sides of their nature which are not very devotional and which are disqualifications. It's like if you have milk, but there's some liquor in it, it becomes contaminated, or some poison in it. So it has to be that pure. Otherwise, we give some appreciation, but as far as close association and worship, that is exclusively meant for the pure devotees. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.